Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari in Washington. Tonight, the art of DJing.
Most girls love the DJs because sometimes when they go to clubs and stuff like that, and the DJ is playing the kind of song they like, so, oh my gosh, they fall in love with the DJ, like, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, yo.
Maybe you guys are also falling in love with the DJ.
Well, a DJ is a music composer, an artist, but also an entertainer. So, is there a time limit for a DJ to hang their boots? Or is this a lifetime profession? Are they making or breaking musicians? Well, tonight we'll discuss this, of course, in our usual light-hearted manner. So please stay tuned. It's time to welcome to our show, all the way from the city of Nairobi, Kenya, DJ Kalonji. Welcome to Let's Talk for the first time.
Yeah, what's up?
All right, and also welcome on board again our regular contributor, DJ EZ, all the way from the state of Maryland. Welcome back, DJ EZ.
How you doing, everybody? How you doing, guys?
All right, and then from Washington, D.C., we have DJ DC Hollywood. Welcome to the show.
What's up? Get here.
All right, in this edition of Let's Talk, we'll be discussing the art of DJing. Well, according to ResidentAdvisor.net, most DJs are lucky if they have one club that they feel truly at home, a space whose sound they shape and reflect. Also, is there specific age appropriate for this kind of profession? I spoke to Malam Hassan Jibia from Nigeria, and I wanted to know his take.
DJing is so important, not only to Music Sunday, but to events. Imagine going to a wedding without a DJ. Just imagine.
I cannot imagine.
DJ, it doesn't have to be someone who knows how to work out all the instruments.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you're playing something off of your phone and there's somebody controlling that phone, he is the DJ of that event, believe it or not. So DJs are so important to many of our occasions, you know, wedding, birthdays, and ceremonies, what have you.
Right.
Without them, we would have a very boring, event. You know how we value music in Africa.
Oh, yes.
Everything that has to be, a melody attached to it, So it is all the DJs. And we've seen how famous they've become over the, past couple of decades. Even in Africa, you have people as young as 11 years old.
Uh-huh.
In Ghana, for example, you have what is called the DJ Switch. That girl is just 11 years old, and she ended up winning the country's annual award, the
really?
DJ Award of the country. Yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, she has over 140,000 Instagram followers. And it's amazing how...
That is not a joke. And that is why, if you remember Malam Hassan Jibia, when we were talking about DJing, somebody said, you know what? A DJ has just made it to a presidency of a country. Look at Madagascar. Rajoelina, that guy used to be a DJ.
It also tells you how music in general really resonates with people. You know how, just like other supports or other areas, you could see what's happening in Liberia, you
uh-huh.
see what's happening in Pakistan, you have all sports people. So music is becoming something like that. People that were musicians, as were actors. We've seen it with Arnold Schwarzenegger in New York. I know you go to a lot of clubs, Sunday, but you've heard about DJ Khaled a lot.
Of course. And always they have the fan of getting those fan base, getting people, and a lot of ladies love them, DJs too, right?
Well, ladies love music, and of course, whoever is in charge of the music, they're gonna love it too.
Yeah.
Except that, I want to counter and say, hey, there are more female DJs coming up nowadays.
Yes,
too.
Yes, we do have female DJs. Yeah, that's right. You're right about that.
Zile in South Africa, she's a female. She won that DJs of Africa award, I believe.
Yes, you're right.
It's a she. So and maybe you guys are also falling in love with the female DJs.
Thank you, Malam Hassan Jibia. This is Let's Talk, and we are discussing the art of DJing. Well, the art of DJing has been around for a long time, from the early days of hip-hop. of the known DJs such as Jeffrey Allen Towns, professionally known as DJ Jazzy Jeff, or simply Jazz, who is a DJ, actor, and a comedian, who is also known for his friendship and collaboration with Will Smith as DJ Jazzy Jeff and The Fresh Prince. This was very popular in the 90s. Now, back to the studio, let me welcome DJ Easy. Tell me, just like your name, is this a lot of fun being a DJ or a lot of challenges, especially when you go out night every weekend and you have a wife at home or a girlfriend at home? Tell me about.
Man, I'm not going to lie to you, man. It's a lot of challenges. And there's no fun in it at all. Because remember, you're working.
Right.
And you being a DJ, it's like you're a pilot.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're flying a plane.
Right.
You don't joke around being a pilot. You know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And I look at it this way. You're DJing. You are the one holding up the party. Mm-hmm. If anything goes wrong, you crash the party, man. So we don't take it for granted. It's a job, you know? So anytime I go out to DJ, I look at it like, hey, I'm working. I'm not going there to have fun. Mm-hmm. I might be doing all kind of stuff, laughing and smiling, at the same time thinking that it's okay. It's not okay because you have to concentrate how you're going to keep the floor. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Once you start everything keeping those people on the floor, they had to stay on the floor. The floor can never be empty, right?
Never be empty, bro.
Well, as you say, there's a lot of challenges. But also, DJ Easy, if you look at it, we have the technology. We have started with the LPs, CDs, computers. Things keep changing. DJ Hollywood, DC Hollywood, tell me your experience with the changing technology in the DJ profession.
For me, I started late. I grew up around vinyl. So I grew up around, you know, the greats in the DC area, like the like DJ Quicksilver, DJ Gemini, DJ Iron, DJ Trini. You know, these are all the people who I looked up to. I knew of the concept, and because I am a musician, it was easy for me to get the count, easy for me to know the music. So when I started off, I had a technique 1210 that I practice on, which is, you know, turntables, but I quickly switched to, you know, so I wouldn't have to carry any crates. You know, I just switched over to, you know, the technology side of it, the CDJs and then the controllers. Right. I mean, it definitely makes it a lot easier. It has pros and cons to it.
That's for sure.
The pro is you could carry as many files as you want and not have to worry about the carrying crates.
Right.
The downside is if you don't have a backup of that backup drive, you lose everything.
Oh, my goodness. Can you imagine losing everything while you are in the disco playing in the club?
Well, you see, you know, a DJ Joe, the Cat Daddy from 93.9, he showed me this trick a long time ago when I first started. He said, always keep your bangers and a couple mixes on your hard drive computer.
Okay.
So if anything goes wrong with your hard drive that's hooked up, you got something you can back up and play, put a mix on until you get everything rectified and fixed up.
Right. That's very important. Because back in the days, as you say, you started late, but back in the days, I used to DJ too. You had to bring in a CD mix of about an hour. If anything goes wrong, you just plug that CD into the CDJ and the music goes on and everybody's happy, but they have no idea what you're going through at the same time. But okay,
yeah.
Going
this
all the way.
This lifestyle is not for everybody.
I know, sir. Not for everybody. Let me ask DJ Kalonji, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya. DJ Kalonji, you are a DJ in Kenya. You see this happening all the time. They blame DJs in Kenya right now and also in Uganda that you guys do not promote your own artists.
There's a lot of influence from the Western culture and also South Africa and Nigeria. And, of course, our neighboring country here in Tanzania. Apart from that, also, we've seen that a lot of music from our neighboring countries and even from South Africa and Nigeria, they've gone to school. And I mean, they've been really mastered, like artists like Diamond and, you know, the Wasafi crew, they really take time to produce their songs. And, you know, the video is quality. And all that stuff, you know, has set a standard in terms of even when you're going to the club and playing music, you will get a lot of requests for Nigerian music, South African music, and Tanzanian music. So that has forced also our Kenyan artists to start complaining and stuff. But we decided to play Kenyan music, but they also agreed to, you know, up their music a little bit in terms of quality. Because, you know, at the end of the day, this is an investment. So they have to take it seriously. And what we have in Kenya as a problem is, like, the pioneers in our music industry, they think we still live in the 90s or in the early 2000s, where they can release one hit song and, you know, and make money out of it the whole year. Mm-hmm. And, you know, a neighboring country here, like Diamond, he won't even give us time to breathe. Like, after every 1 month, we have a new song, Wizkid, and Nigeria, the same thing. And these are successful artists. So, like, we need, we were trying to make a sound, make a statement to our Kenyan artists to also try and follow the trend. We cannot be playing the same songs all along, every time.
Hold it right there. The Art of DJing is a topic tonight. So many interesting views and so many differences. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your Sunday Shumari with DJ Easy, DJ DC Hollywood, and DJ Kalonji. Right now, discussing the art of DJing. A DJ will always be a DJ. Is that true? I spoke to Queen Kong, an artist and a songwriter from Cameroon, and I wanted to know her take.
First of all, I would love to give a very big shout out to all the DJs out there. If you're a DJ, I want to tell you respect. So, wow. Yeah, now down to the importance of being a DJ, or the importance of DJs to artists and, you know, radio stations and all that stuff.
Right.
So I'm going to speak for myself, mm-hmm, or on the domain of music, because I guess that's where I get to deal with them a lot.
Right.
Yeah, so I think DJs are very important when it comes to music, because most of the times when we go out for performance, you can't deal without a DJ. So, you know, they have a great role to play. Like, they have the ability to make that show a great show or a failure. You know, so most of the times when we're dealing with them, like personally as an artist, if I go for a show, if I'm invited somewhere and I have to go for like a mic check or something, the first person I click to, the first person I want to connect to is the DJ, not even the audience.
Really?
The reason is because...
Why is that? Yeah.
I know that the DJ has the ability to spoil things for me and to spoil the entire show, and has the ability to make it a great show, a phenomenal show. So the first people I want to connect to is the DJ. Why the DJ? Because the DJ has to play my song. Sometimes they have a certain kind of mixes they usually love to do on people's songs. So I'll give him a song and I ask him, what would you want to do on the song when I'm performing? So I have a background knowledge of it before when I'm performing.
Right.
Whatever thing I want him to do for me, I'm going to let him know and he's going to do it. So that's the reason why the first person I connect to is the DJ, even before the audience.
And do you think these DJs, since they have this special artistry, they do the music, they play the music so well, DJs are so loved by ladies. Why is that?
That's right. Most girls will love the DJs because sometimes when they go to clubs and stuff like that, and the DJ is playing the kind of song they like, especially love songs and all that.
Right.
If they have a particular male artist they like and the DJ is fun of playing that artist song, oh my gosh, they fall in love with the DJ, like, damn, yeah, you know what I'm talking about, yo.
Thank you, Queen Kong Montes. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing the art of DJing, and back to the studio. Are there do's and don'ts in the profession of DJing? Welcome back, DJ Easy. When you go to the floor, do you look at yourself and say, okay, this is what I cannot do, this is what I can do, including to my question to DJ Kalonji, they are blamed in Kenya. They are playing foreign music all the time and they don't promote their own. Is it one of the problems you see there, or is that okay?
I'm going to tell you one thing about it. Music now is, I call these guys a microwave musician.
What does that mean?
It means they go in the studio. You know, back in the days when you have Manu Dibango, all these guys.
All the bands back in the days.
You know, yeah, Hugh Mantecala. When they go in the studio, right?
Yes.
It takes them a long time for them to wax
an
album.
Yes, they
when
create.
You around, these microwave artists, they go straight in the studio. In 2-3 hours, they come up with a good song. I'm not blaming them because that's the technology.
Technology, yeah.
But at the same time, Kenya, they're trying to meet up with what is going on in Nigeria and what is going on in the world.
Right.
Like right about now, we, with the help of DJ Joe, WKY1949, he's trying to promote most Nigerian, African, you know, Afrobeat on the radio.
Right.
You know, before they hardly play Afrobeat on the radio in America.
Uh-huh.
If you listen to 96.7 Q in New York, they're playing Afrobeat every day.
Right.
93.9 is playing Afrobeat every day.
Mm-hmm.
92Q in Baltimore, they're playing Afrobeat every day.
Right.
So the quality of music right now.
Yeah.
And for Kenyans to be on top.
Yeah.
Or Africans to start playing Nigerian music.
Mm.
I mean, you know, everybody want to be on top of the game.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean?
You know, the Davidos now, they even Davido is like trying to fill Wembley Stadium in the UK. That's,
I'm telling you,
that's a whole different level right there.
He's one of the biggest artists right now in Africa.
Right.
One thing about me, I don't just claim Nigeria.
Mm-hmm.
And I keep telling all my African DJs around here in DMV, I say, hey, don't just play only Nigerian music.
Right.
I need you to play music all over Africa. Don't just be. You be in Cameroon, play music from Tanzania, play music from Kenya, play music from anywhere. Just play. Don't just let it be Nigerian music. But if you look at most of the parties, if you don't start and you play Nigerian music and you play some kind of music you don't know, even though they know the music, they're not going to dance.
Oh, yeah.
Because you don't want to flop the floor, and you that's gotta keep yourself on that pace.
And that's another challenge for a DJ. If you play something new, nobody heard, nobody's going to come to the floor, right?
They're not going to come to the floor.
I know that for sure.
You know?
I know. That's huge. I understand.
So that's how it is, man.
That's
every DJ
is,
in Kenya, all over the world, they all got to be on the same level.
Yeah.
You got to do that Afrobeat.
Oh, yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you do Afrobeat, but I'm not going to say just do only Afrobeat. You got to make sure you put some Kenyan music in there. Tanzania, I mean, I play Tanzania. I play Kenya. I play South Africa. You know, Cameroon, Ghana, Sierra Leone, Liberia.
Yeah.
You know, it don't really matter to me.
Okay.
You know?
Well, because, of course, as you say, music is a universal language.
It
doesn't matter what you speak, right?
Yes, boss.
DJ DC Hollywood, tell me your experience, DJ DC Hollywood. This is one of the things that you are a DJ when you go through, you say, okay, as a DJ, this is 1, 2, 3, I cannot do this, I cannot do that. Also, keeping in mind, most DJs, they're loved by our ladies. The ladies, the women, they love to see you playing music. They're always giving you requests. Is that one of the challenges you can say, oh, it's just good things happening when you're a DJ?
It's definitely one of the challenges. The ladies, some people may look at it as the ladies being a perk, or you can have all the ladies' attention on you, especially if you turned up.
Yeah.
But it could be a bad thing because I have a rule. You know, I never settle down with anybody that I meet in a club.
Okay.
Because that you met that person in the club, that person probably done met that person, but now she got a DJ in her hand. So then, now that she got a DJ, she gonna be jealous when any other girl come up to you, even if it's just to ask a question. You know, so
can a brother take
ask yourself, do you want that headache?
Nobody wants headache, you know that.
Nobody wants the headache.
DJ Easy, DJ Kalonji, one thing for you too. Family, lifestyle. You know, as you say, sometimes it's hard to keep these things together. When it comes that your wife doesn't like you to be on the DJ booth, how do you handle that? How do you handle between family, having your wife, having your kids, and you doing the DJ work and they see?
I mean, I'm not going to say nothing before I met my woman.
Okay.
She already know I'm a DJ. So, I can accept it. I let her know, hey, it's a job.
Right.
I'm telling you, this is,
they still don't understand that easy. You know that. They still don't understand that easy.
They don't. They don't understand that.
You know, I mean,
only women easy. Only thing they see, only thing they see is us coming home a little tipsy and like, what girl was you on? Or what girl was on you? They know the females be on it.
I know. They know that.
So, you know, first of all, I put God first.
Okay.
Before I go DJ, I make sure I pray, say my prayer.
Right.
I put God first, then my family. Anytime I'm DJing for 6-8 hours,
yeah,
I make sure God comes first.
That's for sure.
You know, then as soon as I start, I see the influence of God around me.
That's
you
good.
Feel me?
Oh yeah.
So I don't just say who.
Power to you.
DJ, I feel big. No, I don't pray. I pray. I go ahead, go into my car. I say good prayer to God. Then I start my day.
Power to
it's
you,
a
brother.
Job, right?
Power to you, brother. DJ Kalonji, Nairobi, Kenya, tell me. You know that girls go crazy with DJs, brother. How do you handle that as a DJ?
I think I got the best girlfriend I could ever ask for. Because, you know, she usually comes with me sometimes to my events and stuff. You know, and, you know, drunk ladies in Nairobi are a bit, you know, a bit touch and stuff.
Okay.
But I try to find a lining between keeping it professional and, you know, not being a snob.
Mm.
So basically, it's a two and two thing. Like, you know, when they want us to have a selfie and, you know, request a song, you know, we just keep it minimum, yeah?
Yeah.
We take photos and, you know, that's it. But for the long talks and stuff, you know, I when I see it's going up a bit far and stuff, you know, I just tell her, you know what, I'm actually working right now, and I'd love for us to talk, but, you know, I'm working right now.
Mm.
So maybe you find that some other time when I'm not working, you know, you can like my fan page, maybe you can talk to me there, and you can continue this conversation and stuff like that.
Right. It's a fine line to walk for sure, because DJ are famous people, man, just like any other artist. So it is not easy. I feel you guys for sure. So thank you so much.
We're local celebrities.
Exactly. You are local celebrities. Hold it right there, guys. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program with the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17:30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. We will be back.
So cute, them I wanna riding with the king, them I wanna
Kingo.
Big boys in the place, them I wanna party and have some fun. DJ play my song, me want to dance and have some fun.
Montez.
I don't care what the people say, I'm with you all night long.
Hey.
Ooh, play my song, me want to dance and have some fun.
Stepping out the area, the ladies' hearts are go boom boom.
Aww.
Them ladies, they might shake it, they might tremble so hard, cause they sing the King Kong.
Aww.
Yeah, when I meet you in York, got them girls wanna bang with the boss.
Ooh.
In case you don't know, in Cameroon, I am the god MC, no two. Ah, yeah, I de laugh. Bangy boy, I am spitting all out. You wanna play with me, man, you play with God. One man on the pitch, but I kill your whole squad.
Bang.
Yeah. Montez. Queenie now they making no man can contest. Who will you save? You wanna draw a contest? When the king said yes, don't care about the rest.
Play my song, we want to dance and have some fun. DJ, play my song.
Kuyaka King Kong, bad boy, pondy beat. Respect. Black girls so cute, dem a wanna. Riding with the king, dem a wanna. Big boys in a place, dem a wanna. Party and have some fun. DJ play my song, we want to dance and have some fun. I don't care what the people say, I'm with you all night long.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America. Well, Africa, this is your turn. All our listeners out there, it is time to give us your input.
My name is John Delinga Matlo, known as DJ JD, and a lot of friends call me the DJ of the past, the present, and the future, a.k.a. Everlasting. Being a DJ is something very different from other jobs or things that you come across around the world. DJing is not just something that you can learn about, or you can go to school and learn about being a DJ. Yes, you can do that to improve your skills and all that, but DJing has got to do with passion. It's got to do with love for the music, love for the game, passion, in as a matter of fact, passion for the music. You know, of course, nowadays a lot of young people love to be a DJ. They go around, they go to DJ's academies and all that stuff. But all that is just to improve your skills and all that. But being a DJ, when we started being a DJ, we didn't go to school. I didn't go to school for DJing. I didn't get a chance to go to school for DJing. I just had to squeeze myself within the music industry, within the clubbing industry. I had to squeeze myself trying to get close to the DJs and all that to be a DJ. So you cannot, I mean, going to school for being a DJ, yes, you can go to school for being a DJ, but you cannot go to school to become a good DJ. That's the difference.
Thank you, DJ John Delinga Matlo. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing the art of DJing. Well, that's it for our show tonight. A very big thank you for all those who participated today. And I want to thank you guys. DJ Easy Okosun,
thank you. To my boy in Kenya, DJ Perez, I love you so much. I know you're doing a great job. Thank you, you know. I'm watching you, Perez.
No doubt. And also, thank you so much, DJ DC Hollywood, for your time in the studio today. Thank you.
Hey, no problem. Thank you for having me. Shout outs to all my folks from Wu-Tang DJs.
That's great. And also, all the way from Nairobi, Kenya, DJ Kalonji, thank you so much for your time, brother.
Thank you for everything. And I want to give a shout out to everyone who is listening to me. Thank you for four people. Big up.
Alrighty, thank you so much. Jackson Ovunganyi is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the announcement, leave us a message. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be spices. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shomari. See you next Monday. Ciao.
This is VOA News. I'm